Good morning. Today's daf is daf Nun Zayin, page 57 in Maseches Nedarim. Again, this perek, like last perek, is dealing with the issues of what is included in a word. We've learned about if a person says a neder from a house, a neder from dog, a neder from daga, a neder from milk, from a city, right? Yesterday we dealt with a neder from a city. So now the next Mishnah talks about these fruits. Konam peros ha'elu alai. Person says a konam, these fruits upon me. These fruits have a sanctity, a sacrifice-like quality if I want to deal with them, or to me. Or if he said, konam hein al pi, these fruits are a konam, thank you, to my mouth. Or konam hein lifi, they are a konam, not upon my mouth, but to my mouth. So then, not only can't he eat the fruits, but if the fruits were exchanged for something else, aser b'chilufehen, he's not allowed to have that which the fruits were exchanged for. If the fruits were planted, and they grew into a plant, he's not allowed to have that plant, to begid ulehem. He's not allowed to have what grows out of those fruits either. If he said these fruits are a konam on me, or he said these fruits are a konam on my mouth, or these fruits are a konam to my mouth, then if they were exchanged for something else, somebody took these fruits and swapped them, he exchanged them for, let's say the fruits were oranges and somebody exchanged the oranges for the apples. He's still not allowed to have the apples. Someone planted the oranges and things grew out of the oranges. He can't have what grew out of them. So the Ran explains, Mishum dekiven shepire tadvarim ane asarim alav, since he specified which items he's prohibiting upon him, Shavyinu ale kehektish. That makes those items to him like sacred objects, like hektish. That's why he's not allowed to have that which they are exchanged for or that which grows out of them. The same way that which is exchanged for or grows out of hektish is not allowed. So lo dami lenoder stam mina te'enu mina anavim. It's not like a person who says, I'm not going to have any dates. I'm not going to have any grapes. Shekim and shelo pirate. If he says, I neder all grapes, a neder all dates. He didn't specify certain ones. Asar alav kalamin. He prohibited upon himself the whole type. Then lo asam alav kehektish. He didn't mean to make it hektish upon himself. He just meant to say, I'm not going to eat that type. Therefore, lo mitzvah b'chilufein. Then he's not prohibited from that which they are exchanged for, ubegidulem, or that which grows out of it. Ela b'poret, only when he specifies, ki hacha, like in this case, ta'amar peros ha'elu, where he said these fruits. Uadinami, the same halach would be, imamar peros makom ploni. If he said the fruits of a certain place, the fruits of Vineland, or the fruits of New Jersey, or peros of shoploni, or the fruits of Zev, kiven shiyiched, once you've specified, areu kiporet, that's like detailing, and then it's like hektesh, v'asur b'chilufeim b'v'gedulehem, k'mosh nefarish permission shalofaninu b'siyat d'shemaya. And he's not allowed to have that which grows or that which is exchanged, as we will explain in this Mishnah. That's what the Ran says. Okay, so again, the Mishnah said, these fruits are prohibited on me, or these fruits are prohibited to my mouth, so then he's not allowed to have these fruits, also not allowed to have what they are exchanged for, and what grows out of these fruits. However, if he said, Shani Ochel, Shani Toim, he said, Konam Peros. He says, fruits are Konam on me in regards to eating. Or fruits are prohibited on me that I'm not even going to taste them.
What is the difference between eating and tasting? Never the same thing.
Well, no. Tasting is even more. Even a taste I'm not going to have from these fruits. But then, since he specified that it's only eating or tasting, then mutter b'chilufeinu v'gidulehem, then he is allowed to have that which was exchanged or that which grows out of them, because then he's not tasting those fruits. Right? Mm-hmm. He's not eating that fruit. I said, I'm not eating these fruits. But if the fruits are exchanged for something, it's other fruits. It's not these fruits getting eaten.
He just says Konan Peros. So isn't that assuming it's eating and tasting?
No. Konan Peros alike. It's true that it means eating, but he didn't specify eating. Right? So he said, they are a nether on me. So he didn't specify eating. But when he specifies eating and tasting, then it's only these fruits, but not other fruits that came about through these fruits.
It's an hegdash, but we're allowed to sell it and to buy in Yerushalayim something else. Why in this case, Chilufein, that essentially we're allowed to sell, get the money, buy in Yerushalayim, whatever we want, any other
product. Right. It's not necessarily hegdash, that's the argument.
It's not
whether it's mamon gavoa, mamon hetchot, that's not so.
You can use the fruit for an ointment or something, right?
I thought we've seen that anointment is like drinking, no?
Is it?
I think so.
But he specifies here by mouth.
In the first case. But when he says to my mouth, yeah. Yeah, he says Konam to my mouth. Maybe ointment then would be allowed in that case.
When the Ram makes this distinction between specifying and not specifying, so specify, we understand, it's kind of like a Hegdash type thing. Is he understanding that a regular case of making yourself not to do better from something? So it's not an aspect of Hegdash, or it's a different aspect of Hegdash?
Sounds like it's not Hegdash.
It's not Hegdash. It's really, it's only you specify it's Hegdash, and if not, right, then it's something else.
Yeah.
Right. If Ochel Tam could be a Reyach too, Konam alai perot.
Maybe.
No?
Yeah.
Anything.
Sure.
From
sure.
But okay, when it says these fruits, this has to specify what these are.
No, they're in front of him. Fruits are in front of him.
So the basket of fruits.
He says these fruits.
And different variety in them.
Okay. That's right.
Otherwise, he said nothing. I
mean, but eventually, those fruits are going to, turn it's not going to be there's a limitation how long the fruits are going to even stay fresh.
Okay, but if they're, we're about to see. So again. So the Mishnah says, if he said, these fruits are konam on me, then what grows out of the fruits are also prohibited. But if he said, these fruits, or he said, fruits that I will eat, so then what grows out of them is okay, as long as bedavar shazaro kala, that what grew out of them had the seed decompose. Avol b'davar she'ein zaro kala, but if the seed didn't decompose, it grew out and the seed is still there. So then, afilu gidule gidule nasur, even if it grew and then it was planted again and it grew again, if that core is still there, so eating it would still be problematic. As the Gemara will explain, let's take garlic or an onion. So if you have garlic or an onion, so it's somewhat grown, and then you put it into the ground, some more grows to it. And you take it out, put it again in the ground, some more grows to it. But if you eat the garlic, you eat the onion, you're still eating the basis, the root is still there. So then, even though you said, I'm not going to taste this, you are tasting this. So then it would be prohibited. Omer ishto, a person who tells his wife, Kona masa yadayach alai, your handiwork is prohibited on me. Now we know that we learned back in Maseches Ksubos, yeah, that a husband is entitled to the wages that his wife earns, and in return, he's supposed to be providing her with food. So if he says to her, your wages are all prohibited on me, So now Chazal are going to give her fruits in return for the fact that her wages are now prohibited on him. So, or if he said, Konam hein alpi, what you produce, let's say the things you weave, they are prohibited to my mouth, or Konam hein lifi. So, Aser b'chilufeinu v'gidulein, so he's not allowed to have them, what's exchanged for them, or what grows out of them. V'davar shazaro kala.
So, Rabbi, if there's a peach in the basket, I can't eat
peach. Right, konam hein lefi asa b'chilufeinu v'gidulein. Not b'davar shazaro kala. Then he's not allowed to have them, or what grows out of them. But if he said to his wife, whatever she produces, he's not going to have in the sense she'ini ochel, shani ochel, what, if I were to eat it, those fruits are prohibited to me, shani toim, that I would taste, then muta b'chilufein of gidulein, and he's allowed to have the things that are exchanged from them, but that's only b'davar shazaro kala, only if the seed decomposes. But if the seed doesn't decompose, and if even that which grows out of that which grows is prohibited.
This handicraft, is that include cooking of his wife? Is that what it means?
Anything?
Yeah, well, all the things that she does, right? If he says that what comes out of your hands is prohibited to me, whether it's the cooking, the baking, the handicrafts, or the fruits that she produces, so all of it is prohibited. So then, he can't have them or what they're exchanged for. If he said, whatever you produced, I won't taste, or, whatever you produce is prohibited to me for tasting. And if she produces fruit and that fruit gets planted and the plant decomposes and then something else comes out, that would be okay. But if what she produced was an onion and you plant the onion stays, you just have more things added to it, so that would be prohibited because you're still tasting
onion. On this time, the wife was making the sweaters, the gadim.
One second.
So that linen based.
Prepared the linen based clothing.
Right.
Would that also be prohibited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what it would be exchanged for depends on what he said, right? If he said, "Shani ochel shani toim," then that which is exchanged is okay. But if he said that it's konam alai konam lefi, then even what it's exchanged for is not okay.
Is any better off to divorce her?
Yeah, we saw that. We saw it yesterday.
So Rabbi, if it's a peach in basket, and they say, I can't have that peach, does it mean I can't have another peach from the peach tree?
No, that would be okay.
And if the peach decomposes completely and something comes out of it,
that's also okay.
Okay.
But if he said, I can't have that peach, then even if it decomposes, it would be a problem. Only if he said, I can't taste that peach. Then we would say if it decomposes completely, he could have the fruit.
He could have the fruit for the new fruit.
That's right. If he said, I'm not going to taste that peach.
And in what case is it okay? If he says, I can't taste it, it's okay to go for the
If new it fruit. Decomposed, right.
And in what case is it not okay?
If he said, I'm not going to have that peach.
And no benefit from the peach because...
Because then he made it like a cactace, and what grows out of cactace is also prohibited. If he said to his wife, She'at osa eini ochel ada Pesach, whatever you make, I'm not going to eat until Pesach. Or She'at osa, whatever you make, eini miskasa ada Pesach, I'm not going to wear as clothing until Pesach. Then asta lifnei Pesach, if she made it before Pesach, it's still okay, so long as he puts it on after Pesach. He could eat it or wear it after Pesach. However, if he said, Sh'at osa ada Pesach, eini ochel, whatever you make till Pesach, I'm not going to eat. Sh'at osa ada Pesach, eini miskasa, whatever you make till Pesach, I'm not going to wear, Then astalif na pesach, whatever she makes before pesach, asr leachav leskasos, he can't eat or wear achra pesach, after pesach too. What happens if you said, shat nan is liada pesach, you're not allowed to get any anah from me till pesach? You know, from now till pesach, you can't get benefit from me. If you go to your father's house anytime from now until Sukkot. So in other words, he's standing in Adar, and he says, you can't get any benefit from me for the next month if in the next 7 months you go visit your father's house because I don't like your father. So now, if she went before Pesach to her father's house, so that's Surabana Pesach. So now, she can't get any benefit from him till Pesach. If she went, she got benefits from him, but she didn't go to her father's house. But then, now turning the next page, she didn't sign him at base. Li'achara Pesach, after Pesach, but before Sukkot, she goes to her father's house. So now retroactively, the benefits that she got are prohibited. And now she retroactively is in a problem of having violated Bal Yachal Tvaro, and she'd have to bring a carbon if she did it by mistake. Shatnanisli adachag. But if he said to her, I prohibit you from getting benefit from me from now until Sukkot, and it's in Adar, im holechasat lebeisavichad haPesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Pesach, so then, olchalifne haPesach, if she went before Pesach, asurabana also adachag, she can't get benefit from her husband until Sukkot. But if she didn't go to her father's house before Pesach, after Pesach, she can go to her father's house, because he only said, you can't go till Pesach. And if you go by Pesach, then there's a prohibition all the way till Sukkot.
Does the woman get lashes or no?
Women could get lashes. The issue is that here you couldn't give lashes because you couldn't give a warning. We have a rule that there's only lashes when there is a definitive warning. Here it's called hasra asafik. You don't know what a person's going to do to be able to give a warning. So again, to review, if a person says, konam peros elu alai, these fruits are prohibited to me, so then he's not allowed to have them and what grows out of them. But if he said, shani ochel, shani toim, you know, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to taste fruits, so then he's allowed to have what grows out of the fruits or what is exchanged for the fruits.
If we have a minute, just my understanding of nedarim, I cannot make a neder to restrict somebody else of doing something. We can restrict not to have from him something. In Baal Ve'ishai, the only time that you can make a neder on Ishtecha, you cannot make a neder on me to restrict me doing something. Me. You restrict
yourself. I can if it's my property.
The wife.
No, but here he's not preventing her from doing something. He's just not going to get benefit from it. He's restricting himself. That's the condition.
He can
make a condition.
Just because he is rechush?
Yeah, it's his property.
But I cannot tell some. I cannot, Gabriel, you're not going. I'm making neder. You're not.
No, but she's
on your property, you can.
On your property, what my field.
Yeah. He said.
On his property.
That
based on what she does, his property is prohibited to her. That he can do, it's his property. And then the Mishnah said that when a man says to his wife, the handiwork of your hands is a konum on me, or they're a konum to my mouth, then whatever comes out of them is also prohibited. But if he said, your handiwork is konum in terms of my eating it, but in terms of my tasting it, then what is exchanged for it is permitted so long as the seed decomposed or grew out of it is not part of the seed. So the Gemara is going to use this as a springboard to take us into another discussion, very important discussion. We have a concept called rov, that when you have a majority, that overwhelms the minority. What about when you have something and you plant it, and things grow around it, does what grows around the seed annul the seed, or maybe it doesn't? So let's see. So again, Omer Lishto, fellow tells his wife, Kona Masi Adaya Chalai, whatever you produce is a konam on me, konam heim alpi, konam heim lifi, then he would be prohibited in chilufeim and giduleyen. But if he said, shani toeim or shani ochel, he would be permitted in chilufeim and giduleyen so long as zar okala, the seed, has dissipated. But ain't zar okala, he wouldn't be allowed. Says the Gemara, Yishmael, ish kfar yama, Yishmael, the man of the village by the sea. Thamila Ishkfar Diyama, some called him the man of the village by the sea. Helabiyado, he had the following doubt. Batzel Sha'akro Bishvias. The way the Mefarish explains this, we know that in Shemitah the Torah says that the produce has to be made hefker. And it says, V'yisram tochal chayasa sadeh, whatever is left there can be eaten by the wild animals. That tells us the following. We're only allowed to have in our home apples so long as in the fields there are apples for the wild animals to eat the apples. But once there are no apples left in the field for the wild animals, then there's the mitzvah of bi'ur, where a person has to take the apples of Shemitah that are in his house, take them outside of his house, make them hefker, make them ownerless. And if a person didn't do so, then they are prohibited. He's not allowed to eat those apples. So here's the case. Let's say a person had an onion from Shemitah. The main part of the onion, the bulb of the onion, grew during Shemitah. He picked it. And then came the period when there were no longer onions in the fields. He didn't make it hefker. He didn't do biur. So now he has to burn the onion. But instead of burning his onion, v'nato b'shminis, he went and he replanted the onion in the eighth year. V'rabu gidula v'alikaro. And now you have much more that grew in the eighth year than that basis from the seventh year.
Cannot do it.
So now here, this is his question. Gidula v'heter. V'ikaro isur, when you have the majority being heter, and what grew was permitted, but there is still a root that is asur. Kivan de rabu gidulav me'ikaro, since the new growth is much more than the original amount, osam gidule heter malinessa isur, that which grew in a permitted state should elevate and permit that which was prohibited. Oh, lo. Or maybe it does not permit that which was prohibited.
The
Shminis. He planted in the eighth year.
How can
no, who said he planted in the seventh year? He planted in the eighth year.
Is he asking me?
He may have picked it in the seventh year.
It was Asur Bashvi. Yeah. He kept it and put it in Bashmini.
Right.
He cannot Zoro Bashvi. That's for sure.
Right, sir. Right. Yeah, he planted in the eighth year. What was the question, David?
I was just curious, is he asking on the new growth? Is that permitted, or is he asking on the old growth?
That the new growth should permit the whole thing. Because of the new growth, we should say there's a new item here, which is defined by the new growth. And now this is an onion of the eighth year.
There's no half a minute to split it and say, eat this part, don't eat this part.
No. It's things spread. All spreads through.
We have something like this with any other Yarakot or Perot.
Well, we're going to see. So this was the question. So Yishmael came before Reb Ami. But Reb Ami didn't have an answer. So then he went to Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. So Reb Yitzchak Nafcha tried to prove it from the following source. Pashat Lehman Adda. Reb Chanina Tritah, Reb Yanai, Reb Chanina Tritah, and then Reb Yanai, Batzel Shel Truma, an onion of Truma. Right? Let's say you had a pile of onions and you took away one, you said this is Truma to the Kohen. Now you went and you took that onion that you said was Truma, Shanato, you replanted it. And now a whole big onion grew around it. Now it's a big onion. So now, Mutter, the whole thing is permitted. Non-Kohanim can eat it. So you see that the new growth makes it into a new fruit. So the same thing should be in terms of Shemitah. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah responded to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, V'yitayim Rav Zvika, some say it was Rav Zvika who said, I understand, Shavik Mar, train Ravid Kechad, are you going to ignore two Amoraim and follow one? In other words, you quoted Rav Trisa, but that's only a Das Yachid. That's an individual's opinion. I'm about to quote you two different people, Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonah's son. And they both say that the growth does not redefine that which was planted, but rather you still have that which was there originally. My Ninu train, who are these two Amoraim? Tiam Rebavo Am Rabbi Yochanan. We have first of all Bavo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Yalda Shesimcha Biskena. We have a rule that a new tree, the produce that grows from the new tree is prohibited. It's called Arla. The first 3 years of the new tree, the produce is Arla. Let's say you have a young sapling that's 1 year old, and you take it and you graft it on an older tree. Uva peros, and on this young sapling there were fruits. Now normally Arla, if it gets mixed into a mixture, if you have 200 times more than the Arla, it loses its identity. But here it says, afapisho sifamasayim, even though it grew 200 times more than it was when you started. This little branch now has become, I don't know, this monumental thicket of big, thick branches. Grown 1,000 times more than it was when it started. Aser, whatever was there originally, the fruit that had started there, is prohibited.
Why would it not? It's part of the young tree anyway.
The young tree now has been joined to the older tree.
But that increase is from the young sapling. It's not from the old tree.
But this is now one big tree. It grew together. Right? The whole thing grew together. What do we say with the onion? He had an onion. He put it into the ground. We say, now that it grew, so it grew says that that's there, not what was there originally.
Surely, but what grew here is still less than 3 years.
Yeah, but this should be... Why? When this sapling joins the older tree. The older tree is past 3 years. The joint combination grows. We should say that the majority is the older tree, and that should annul the minority. The same way you have an onion, you put the onion in during the eighth year, we say, well, since the majority now is from the eighth year, the whole thing's permitted.
But I have a problem with Truma.
One second.
I cannot take a Truma like we spoke
about. Wait 1 second, let's see the next example. Now, what's the second case where we see, again, against the law of the onion of Truma? I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, I'm Rav Yonasan. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani says the name of Rav Yonasan. So we had Rav Yochanan, who talked about Arla, and now we have Rav Yonasan. Batzel Shanato Vekerem. Let's say he took an onion and he planted it in a vineyard. So now it's prohibited because of Kilayim, because you're not allowed to mix and grow together onions with grapes. You're not allowed to grow any vegetables in with the grapes. Then v'nekar hakerem, then the vineyard was uprooted. The vineyard was uprooted. And the onion keeps growing. And it grows and it grows and it grows. It grew to be 200 times as big as it was when the vineyard was uprooted. Nevertheless, aser, the onion is still prohibited. So we see even though it grew and grew and grew after you took away the vineyard, it's still prohibited. So why don't we say that growth redefines what we have here? So it must be that there are Amoraim who feel that it doesn't. So that should be the answer in regards to Shemitah. Then Hadar Asal Kamadi Rav Ami. So then Yishmael went back to Rav Ami. Right? Originally he had gone to Rav Ami. Rav Ami didn't have an answer. So then he went back to him. Upashut Leminata. So he said, you know what? I don't think it's two against one. Maybe it's two against two, and maybe the first answer you were given was right. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Name Rabbi Yochanan, litra bitzalim." If you have a liter, that is a certain amount, right? A liter of onions, she tikna, that you separated the trumos and maestros, then vizara, then you planted it. Miss Aseres Lefi Kula. then you give Meiser for the entire crop. In other words, you have onions that are already Meiser taken from them, but then you replant them. So now when you harvest what replanted, you start from scratch. One second. Why don't we say, well, the bases, right, that which we planted, that we already separated Meiser from. We should only be separating Meiser from that which grew, but not from the whole thing all over again. So what do you see? Asu gedulim, umavatlin ikar, that which grows takes away that which was planted, and now you have to start again all the way from scratch. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe this is not a proof, this last case. Dilma l'chumra shiny. Maybe here, by saying that the growth starts us all from scratch, it's to have a stringency, to be able to separate Meiser again. So yeah, we're strict about it, but we were asking, Yishmo was asking to want to be lenient, to say you add an onion of Shemitah, and now that the growth makes a new onion, to say that therefore it's not an onion of Shemitah anymore. So that already we're not going to do. To be lenient, we wouldn't do. So we'll have to see tomorrow. We'll continue this discussion.